Let's get ready for work.
Powered by ACT, Ready for Work brings you the best and brightest in workforce development and career education with trends, innovations, and action steps you can take to help your region's workforce reach its highest potential. This is Jason Jones, your host. Thanks for joining us on Episode 6. Now, let's get ready for work.
The good news about these career maps is that they are so interactive. I would say explore, explore, explore. That's the fun of it.
In the second of two episodes on Career Pathways, we're pleased to welcome Joe Cerubi on behalf of the Interstate Renewable Energy Council. When it comes to a user-friendly design of career pathways, the council publishes two career maps in solar energy and HVAC refrigeration used by thousands of career seekers nationwide in plotting their training and employment plans. Joe, if you would, set the stage for us on how these career pathways got started. What was the challenge your group aimed to solve with these pathway resources?
Well, Jason, if you remember the explosion in solar installations, probably, 15 years ago it started. It was basically led by the Department of Energy's SunShot initiative to lower the cost of solar. And then there was a lot of states that were offering large incentives. And it was all around the green buzz as well. Well, along with that, created a serious shortage of workers for the solar industry. Fortunately for us, the Department of Energy SunShot Initiative included funding to build a workforce. The Interstate Renewable Energy Council, or IREC, became the national administrator of what was called at the time the Solar Instructor Training Network. So a lot of then instructors built solar programs around the country. And that was great, but at the same time, people who were excited with the green buzz and, hey, well, what do you want to do? I don't know. I just want to do solar. And so that was kind of the impetus for creating a solar career map. How do we provide the type, show the type of jobs and what type of career pathways? And so 4 years ago, under that same SunShot initiative, the Department of Energy contracted with IREC again to build the solar career map, trying to get people to understand that there's a lot of jobs in solar. And when people think about solar, the first thing they would think about is people up on the roof, right? They see the installers with the hard hats, right? And
right.
Somebody with some equipment. But basically, that was the only inference that they had towards solar when there's a lot of other opportunities. And so that was the first opportunity for us to create a career path. And it was so successful that the California Community College Chancellor's Office just recently contracted with IREC as well to build a career map around the HVAC or heating, ventilation, air conditioning, refrigeration industry. There's a desperate need for people to work in that field, and there's tremendous amount of opportunity. And when they saw the value of the solar career map, they said, you know, maybe we can mirror that and try to help promote these jobs that have great salaries, right? Very lucrative and great career paths. They provided funding to build out the HVAC career map.
Excellent. It's been very successful for those end users. I understand several have launched career pathways, and looking at the solar career map and the climate control map, they're both very robust in terms of information on job demand itself and where to get trained, and even for those technical assistance providers and those training providers, great resources in there as well. So that brings us, Joe, to our second question. How would you advise those professionals, either in human resources, workforce, or education, to make the most of the pathway?
The goal is to get the map in the hands of job seekers and parents. For example, an 18-year-old who's trying to figure out what they want to do with their life right now, and they're not sure if a four-year degree, going on to college, and walking out with a ton of debt. We know the big issue around college debt right now. Somebody could actually walk out of high school, go work for a particular HVAC company, start out as an entry-level job, and then see a career path that within 5 years, 10 years, they're making over $100,000. Most parents don't even realize that. They don't see the different career paths that their child could eventually get into. It's getting young minds to realize there's great opportunities, and you can't look at necessarily where you start, but where you might be 5 years, 10 years down the road. And those are the kind of movements that can take place. Somebody might say, I really want to get into like the building automation and figuring out using very sophisticated software, how to make those buildings more energy efficient. And that's all under the building automations area within the careers in climate control. So the bottom line is most people, and now going back initially to your question, when you think about HR, I'm also thinking about career counselors, guidance counselors. they don't know all these opportunities exist. It's not their fault. They have a million different opportunities that they would have to try to become experts in, where the career map is very intuitive and just getting it out there for people to take a look at and say, wow, let me explore. Does this make sense for me? And I could either do it right out of high school, or I could go get a 2-year degree and pay off my college fairly quickly, get a great job and move on. That's where we're seeing the value to this, Jason, and others are starting to recognize that this is a great way to share job opportunities with people who otherwise wouldn't know anything about them.
It's not just construction or just IT or just sales, that there are a lot of, in this kind of holistic approach, there are a lot of different pathways that, you know, maybe no one would have thought of.
Think about the people who need to design those systems, right? Mm-hmm. Or somebody who has to analyze once the systems are installed to make sure that they're operating efficiently. There's so many different opportunities within that sector that most people wouldn't even consider or even knew again that they were there.
It definitely makes sense anecdotally where these individuals are making much better decisions. They're ending up in better jobs and such. What kind of results, Joe, are you tracking on the success of the pathway initiatives?
Great question. You know, if we were to look at the solar career map as an example, and again, it's in its fourth year, we are doing zero outreach on that, right? It's just on the Interstate Renewable Energy Council's website and whoever we happen to be talking with, right? But very little outreach. And just last year alone, there was over 14,000 hits. The Careers in Climate Control Technology map that was just recently developed, since March 1st, we've had over 11,000 hits to that particular website.
Those are definitely impressive results in terms of the number of people being touched by this resource. That's fantastic. So what does the future look like for these pathway initiatives? I know we're in solar, we're in climate control. Are there other categories maybe that are under exploration or any developments coming up that we should be on the lookout for the future?
Absolutely. And just to help reinforce the value of these maps, I also was asked to speak at the California Community College Association of Occupational Educators. There was probably about just under 50 people in the room for that session, and it was the promotion of the HVAC career map. And I will tell you, when I clicked one of the jobs and the pathway arrows started to zoom out to other areas, I've been blessed to be able to speak at a lot of different conferences around the world. It was the first time I heard people with a collective gasp of, like, and these were a mixture of educators, counselors, and administrators from the community college system out there. They saw the value. They're already now asking how they can take that into other sectors. It can go into the health industry. There's so many different areas it can go. But sticking with the energy industry right now, there's talk about doing something with the energy storage area, or it could be energy efficiency, potentially in the power engineering to support the utility industry as well. So when you think about the energy sector, those are areas that we'd love to be able to tap into, and there's conversation around that right now.
Very good, Joe. As we think about individuals listening to the Ready for Work podcast today, what advice would you give them if they would like to plug in a little deeper?
The good news about these career maps is that they are so interactive. To have the opportunity to take a look, see the types of career paths, see if there's interest, and then start finding out where those educational institutions are within your geographic region that would support those. We certainly know all across the country there's such a desperate need for people in the HVAC industry. What do people want to do and where they see themselves down the road? I would say explore, explore, explore. That's the fun of it.
Joe Cerubi from the Interstate Renewable Energy Council. Thanks for joining us on Ready for Work. We appreciate IREC's leadership with these innovative career maps and look forward to great things to come.
Thank you. You do the same. I'll look forward to the podcast.
In the show notes for episode 6, you'll find the links to the IREC, the two career maps, and an array of training resources for the two sectors. If you missed episode 5 on stackable credentials, be sure to check out our conversation with Neil Reddy from the Manufacturing Skills Standards Council. We devoted episodes 5 and 6 to this important skill of career navigation. We have a top 10 countdown as something fun to wrap up this installment of Ready for Work. This isn't a scientific list in any weighted order, but rather some observations based on best practices research from ACT, as well as the Career Pathways Community of Practice from Workforce GPS.
Number 10.
Students and job seekers entering a career pathway need a solid foundation of cognitive skills for higher job performance and to make the best use of training. The WorkKeys National Career Readiness Certificate helps working learners stay on the job longer, earn more, and perform stronger in learning new skills.
Number 9.
Often known by industry as soft skills, these essential skills, measured in ACT's new Tessera Workforce Assessment, can help predict success in key performance areas such as work ethic, teamwork, leadership, and more. Here's Sharon Vesson from the International Youth Foundation speaking on a recent ACT webinar.
Self-awareness is really the foundation for self-confidence. So as we think about the whole person and bringing that whole person to work and allowing them to really tap into their full potential, they've got to really understand what they lack in order to really build toward a better set of skills and a better future. You're kind of getting at some of the issues preventing people from getting or keeping jobs.
Number 8.
Job-specific skills or technical skills come in a variety of sizes and levels, keeping in mind that shorter-term training can be better sequenced in real time along the pathway to meet the learning needs with the right content at the right stage of career growth.
Number 7.
Stackable credentials in a career pathway can demonstrate mastery of skills needed at a specific point in a career. Here's a quick recap with Neil Reddy from Episode 5.
MSSC was revolutionary in the sense that we were providing people with an opportunity, then a pathway in advanced manufacturing to at least become a solid assembler and operator and work in any sector. And the advantages to that are enormous for people new to the career pathway. So we have studies that show much higher retention rates, lower absenteeism, a better ability to work in teams, a better ability to adapt to any technological changes. So these stackable credentials compound on one another.
College credit for prior learning can translate these stackable credentials into a degree over the course of the pathway. Check out Episode 3 for tips on using WorkKeys as one of many ways to award college credit.
Number 6.
Work-based learning is essentially the laboratory for learners to demonstrate their skills in a job setting. Apprenticeships, internships, and other forms of work-based learning also give working learners experience in applying both cognitive and essential skills.
Number 5.
Like most other workforce initiatives, career pathways must be employer demand driven. Without the involvement of employers in building pathways for your targeted sector, it's nearly impossible to capture all the nuances that working learners need when navigating the pathway. There are more efficient ways to involve employers in getting the right info the pathway needs to demonstrate demand, build skills, and offer increasingly better job advancement opportunities.
Number 4.
The integration of partnerships is the glue that keeps all of the pathway functions connected. In a seamless partnership of multiple agencies, the pathway system has more resources to serve a wider array of specific needs. Here's a quick word on agile leadership with Ed Morrison from Episode 4.
It's going to change the way in which we do workforce development. It's going to be experimenting with new approaches to complex collaboration, but we're going to follow some simple rules to get there. And so those kinds of experiences we've learned actually attract more people to the network. And so the network starts to build based on the fact that you're not wasting anybody's time. You're creating a powerful experience for people, and you're creating an environment in which they can actually do something. They will actually start to work on something together.
Number 3.
Counselors or career coaches along the pathway provide guidance and help point working learners to the resources they need to reach the next phase of the journey. While counseling is a staple in traditional academic settings, counselors can specialize in areas such as the TANF social safety net. Deborah List spoke on the focus and results in a webinar from Workforce GPS, representing the Administration for Children and Families at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
A number of TANF agencies fund campus-based coordinators in post-secondary settings to ensure that TANF recipients get the support they need to complete their programs while they're in training. We have a robust portfolio of research and evaluation efforts underway so we can build that evidence base around career pathways approaches. ACF's Office of Planning, Research, and Evaluation initiated the Pathways for Advancing Career and Education, or PACE, project, and that's a rigorous evaluation of 9 innovative career pathways programs. We recently published a number of resources that state and local TANF agencies can use to help connect TANF recipients and other low-income families with good jobs. This series of 3 reports provides state-level information on promising occupations expected to experience growth than an individual can enter after completing a relatively short training.
Number two.
What typically stops someone along a pathway is a gap in resources that working learners need to overcome barriers. Gaps in basic needs such as transportation, healthcare, and childcare are huge roadblocks to progress. High-performing career pathway systems are backed with a bank of community-based resources that counselors can tap into to provide relief as quickly as possible and get individuals back on track.
Now, from our top 10 list, here's number one.
Topping the list is pathway growth. So much of the work focuses on just the first job placement. Effective pathways help working learners see the vision for their career growth and common ways that jobs progress up the ladder. As we discussed earlier in our interview with Joe, the user interface of the solar and HVAC refrigeration pathways is designed to show all of the various ways that jobs evolve and grow through these sectors. This is Jason Jones, thanking you for listening to Ready for Work from ACT. For more information on workforce solutions, visit act.org/workforce or workreadycommunities.org. We invite you to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Check out Ready for Work in your favorite podcast app or visit us online at act.org/readyforworkpodcast. Ready for Work is a service from your friends at ACT, a mission-driven nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people achieve education and workplace success.
Now let's get to work.